Whoa,
are
whoa.
in fr- what? What?
I didn't mean we were live on the broadcast. Now we're live on the broadcast.
Can I go now?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back. When we last left our intrepid runners, they were surrounded by Yakuza. They were down at least two of their fellows, and things were looking grim. So now, the leader of the Yakuza, who have showed up looking for something that you don't know about, but they ambushed you on Foley's request, now have you cornered, and they're telling you, the leader, who looks like she's in charge, tells you all to lay down your weapons and sit down against the wall. And I believe that it is Lindsay and Flatline and Garde Manger are the only ones who have the ability to obey. Crutch, you are actually just about waking up now. The healing that you received is finally, you know, working, and you're feeling a little bit better, and you're kind of waking up out of your daze. And so you're just coming to as the as a Yakuza woman is telling you and your friends to get back up in against the wall.
Okay.
Well, I guess I let go of the corpse of the one we did take out. Put my nth.
You were cutting up the guy. He was turned to goo. You were cutting him up.
Mm-hmm.
Were you cutting? Were you? Did you?
No. He wasn't the one that was turned to goo. He was just the one that had been killed.
Just the one that was dead. Yeah. Like, okay, you just look like a crazy person.
Right. I was trying to freak them out. Like, you know, I'm sure they've seen bad movies.
They were creeped out, except there was one particular guy who was not creeped out at all,
mm-hmm.
and he was pretty steadfast. He looks pretty. He was the fourth ninja.
Mm-hmm.
Ninja number four.
Curse him.
You kind of got a feeling about him, like there's something special about him, but he's still just a grunt.
Well, assessing the situation, we're Berger down. Where's Marie and Foley?
Foley is kind of taking his cue and just walking around and kind of acting like everything's going according to plan. Maria is back up against the wall, kind of in her in the personality of somebody who's too shy and too scared to act. Still fiddling with the music device that she had.
Fair enough.
So does everybody obey? Is there anyone who does not obey?
Yeah, Crutch is totally disoriented, so he's just following the lead of everybody else because he doesn't even know how he got there.
He was already up against the wall.
So yeah.
Didn't have to move much.
Was I inside, or had I made it inside before this happened?
No, you are still en route. You haven't arrived at the safe house yet, so you're still driving.
Just checking.
I'll drop my anthem. Meet locking eyes with her, mm-hmm. spit on the corpse of the Yakuza in front of me, and step back to against the wall.
Okay. All right, so everybody's up against the wall. At this point, Foley begins talking to her, and he says, "You know, hey, Sumiko, you know, it's all looking like it's going according to plan. Am I right?" And she looks at him, and in one kind of quick motion, she just kind of guts him, cuts off his head, and leaves Foley, you know, bleeding out and dying or dead, you know, on the floor. At which point she tells her Yakuza followers to gather up Maria and continues to point their guns at you, and they are making haste for the front door. I'll remind you that you are completely outnumbered and just got really owned by these guys. So keep that in mind. Is there anything that you guys want to do as they are taking Maria out the front door?
I want to memorize this lady's face as much as I can.
Okay.
I'm actually rolling Foley's body. I'm taking every piece of tech that he has on him.
So are you doing this before they leave? Like, as they have told you not to move?
Pretty much.
Waiting until they leave?
All right, the best thing to do at this time is I am mentally getting a picture of what they have, what they're doing, you know, watching them. And as soon as they take attention, you know, like at that one point when they turn around to, you know, leave, that's when I roll his body.
Okay. They leave and shut the front door. Whereupon, almost immediately, once you start to roll the body.
Here's the question. Were any of them speaking to each other while they were doing this?
No, other than the main one, the one that Lindsay started to memorize. She was giving an order, but nobody was talking.
All right. What language?
Japanese.
And I understand. Yes, yeah. I do. I know Japanese, Russian, and German.
Yeah. So she was basically just telling them, grab the girl and let's go. Kill anybody if they move.
Crutch is going to go check on Berger, start administering whatever first aid he can without any supplies.
Okay. As you're doing that,
I got some trauma patches in my back pocket, and I tell that to Crutch as he's doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. Toss them.
As mm-hmm. you're doing that, you hear suddenly from the front of the house a woman's voice raised, chanting some sort of words of power, almost like she's attempting to cast a spell, for those of you who are mystically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Then the words that she's chanting start to turn into a scream, and then agony, and then a hollow roaring sound erupts from outside, and you almost have to close your or put your hands over your ears. It's so deafening.
Frag me running.
So there's a huge commotion and a wave of heat flashes over all of you. And orange and yellow flames you can see from the windows on either side. So, like, the front of the house is on fire. Garde manger, as you are coming up over the hill on the street, you see a group of Yakuza exiting the safe house where your friends were, or where your fellow runners were. And as soon as they get out the door, they have Maria. A fairly large Western dragon, blue and black, swoops down and begins to attack them all. The woman who seems to be leading them all begins to chant and cast a spell, but she is quickly overcome and chomped in half by the dragon. And then the dragon grabs Maria, flies up a little bit, turns around, and breathes fire to the front of the house, setting it on fire, and then begins to fly away. That's what you see as you come over the horizon.
That's the right response.
Hold on, let me roll a composure.
Okay.
Good call.
Just to make sure I've got this right. I'm humming, I'm driving over a hill, I see Yakuza with Maria leaving the house, and then I see a dragon flame. A dragon, like actual Draco form, rah-rah dragon speech, I'm related to Dunkelzahn somehow. Dragon.
Genetically, right?
Does not look like a
Western
great dragon.
Or
even necessarily a very large adult dragon, but it is a Draco form nonetheless.
I don't know nephew what of a nephew. Young dragon looks like. All sure. I know is that there's a dragon.
It does not look like the gigantic dragons that you have heard to exist. But okay, it is good, still a dragon.
The good,
and
the good news is I have made my composure roll. I am not paralyzed, freaking out, or trying to run the dragon over in the dinged up van. Which okay. would be kind of hard since you said it was flying. I'm going to call up Flatline on the handy dandy wrist comm.
Come in, Dick Tracy.
While I'm driving, gring, 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 gring.
I'll hit it, put it on speaker.
What the dreck was that? And why is there a dragon? What the hell's going on? And why on earth is Maria out there being taken by... What happened when I got the call?
Shush. 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 Foley's dead. I'm rolling his body. Yakuza came, kicked our asses. Berger's almost dead. And, yeah, that's where we're standing right now. The thing's on fire. And what the fuck about a dragon?
The fire's from a dragon.
Wait, you're outside, guard?
Above my pay grade.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
We need to get everybody out of here.
Start pulling them up. Let me make some calls. Berger needs what? He needs a doc.
I already have a doctor.
Doc bag, yeah.
I already have a doctor. Remember, I called for Karach. I can just drop, you know, we can just swap people.
He doesn't know the difference between a dwarf and a human. We'll be fine. Speaking
she,
of,
but yes.
She. Speaking of Crutch. Crutch.
I'm okay.
He's tending Berger, and I am trying to get every piece of Drekken tech off of this, meat sack.
We know where he wants to do. We'll deal with that later. Right now, we've got a dragon
no.
who's...
If we want to get Mercurial, he was the last link. If we have to go back further, I don't know if we want to talk to our old manager, but a dragon carrying that off, I think that's a little bit above our pay grade. An expertise, we might need to call in somebody bigger. I don't know.
No. Yakuza are involved with this shit. We're seeing it through. Let's get him out of here. I start
Crush,
levitating Berger.
Crush, do you have a med kit?
No, I don't have any of my gear.
I've got one with me. I picked it up when I was switching it off. We've got a rating 3 in here.
I have like 2 trauma patches in my back pocket. I gave them to him. Hopefully they don't help.
Flatline, you tell me where we're going, get him in here, and then... Dragon, really?
Breathe. Guys, if we lose our shit, we're not going to be able to do anything. All right?
Since when are you the calm one?
When my paycheck and livelihood is being burned away by a dragon.
I cast a force for levitation. I got 4 hits on that. Did not take any drain. I'm levitating Berger out of here.
Okay.
Is there a back way? Without any fire?
Yes, there's a back door.
Gather up Foley's stuff. Is Maria's instrument still here?
No. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Grab that. We can use that. We might be able to tie that to her and, using your magic's locator. I'm taking every piece of tech. Hopefully I might be able to reverse hack this.
Good call. Is there any gear that's left behind by the Yakuza?
Only what was on the guy that you were hacking up.
Nah, nothing with it then. Well, no, wait. Quick check his body. See if there's anything identifying.
Whatever the heck we can find, believe me. And I know where to look for since I have my own augmentations for smuggling. I'm looking for those too.
Crutch, can you move okay?
Quickly.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let's go.
Opti, I'm going to observe in detail and make sure that the dragon's not turning around to come fry me while I'm sitting here in a van... not moving outside the house.
Okay. You observe in detail, and all that you are able to notice... Actually, roll me a perception check.
Oh, and I pick up my anthem, too, so I don't forget that.
4 successes.
Okay. The dragon does not seem to be coming back. However... you do notice that all of the Yakuza on the front lawn seem to be dead, but there is one Yakuza who seems to be moving. He's definitely injured, and he's a little bit on fire, but he does seem to be moving.
Does my conscience attack me or not?
We could use him.
And you do know that my character does speak Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
You're not helping him, you're helping us.
Yeah, Flatline, you and your Japanese, that's gotten us into trouble once before.
And it got us out of the same trouble.
I'm going to get out of the van and approach the flaming yak.
Sake, the cause and resolution of all of life's problems.
Okay. What would you like to do? He is in no shape to fight back.
Is he still on fire?
Yeah.
I'm going to put the fire out.
Okay.
I'm going to put the fire out. And that probably means beating him a little bit with my jacket.
Yeah. He's
somehow don't feel bad.
Not doing very good.
Yeah.
So he's sort of grateful that he's just not feeling very good and he can do nothing more than just kind of moan and
I'm gonna put a flask of liquor to his mouth.
What kind of liquor?
Bourbon.
He tastes it and spits it out and says, "I do not want any of your American filth."
Sorry, I left the sake at home. I know. It'd probably
Scotch
be better.
Scotch will do.
Scotch I can handle. I got to admit, this is really nice. Gonna now pick him up.
Ugh. Ah!
Yep, it's gonna hurt for a little while.
Be careful with me, Gaijin!
You want the scotch or not?
Yes!
Get it? Ah! Getting him in the back of the van. Breaking out the scotch I was going to use to celebrate.
What's the quality of the scotch?
That's what I was about to check. It's like, how much did I spend on that? Yes, computer, move faster.
The bottom of his body is almost completely burned, and you know he looks a little bit like Anakin Skywalker at the end of.
For a moment, I was worried that he was looking like him with the wavy hair and the perm and.
Yeah. No, just from down.
Bad
you know,
dialogue.
The waist down. He's just.
It is 300 Nuyen scotch.
Okay, is it real?
Yeah, I pay 1,000 Nuyen a month to always be able to spend money on real food.
Excellent. Okay, so you give this scotch to him?
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a nice double pour.
This is good. Honor demands that I say thank you. White trash.
I was waiting for it. Do we get to the van about this time?
Yeah.
I gave you space for that. I wanted the pause. I wanted the moment. You're going to get to the van about the same time I'm taking a nice long swig of fancy scotch.
You guys get to the van.
Looking at this,
and you open it up, and it smells like a barbecue joint. Legs are just completely cooked with dragon fire.
Do I recognize which one it is?
As a matter of fact, you do. This is the guy who refused to be scared by you on the inside. And for those of you who are paying attention, there was just something about him that seemed different.
You, him. Of all the ones that made it, him.
Ah, it is the crazy blood woman.
I think
you
he's
may
got
come
your
into
number,
the van.
I'm just going to just stare at him while moving my hand
as well, and you can tell that his tattoos actually on his upper body have not been damaged, almost as if they were protected somehow. But dragons crisscross all over his upper body.
Yeah.
All right.
I just kind of stare at him as I move Berger in.
All right.
I have my eye on you, Blood Woman.
Hey, Krispy Kreme. I got to drive. So you know what?
You will address me as my proper name, Masuo Josho, or not at all.
All right, look, not at all. I've got to drive. I'm handing the scotch to the really snarky, mean one. And
funny Scotchman.
Eh, if you want any more, you're going to have to deal with her. Flatline, I hand you a bottle of scotch after I take another sip, and let me make sure that doesn't mess with my... No, I am not.
Oh, this is the one. This is the same stuff you used at the party a couple years ago, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's,
that was good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's 18 this time. Nice. So, hey, if he's nice, he gives us what we need to know. Give him some more scotch to dull what pain is left from whatever nerves he, you know, hasn't had fried. And give me the address where I'm taking
him. He intermittently just kind of yells out, ah!
Why do I have this strange feeling I'm going to be getting sushi with him at some point?
What hurts?
Well, as soon as Joel gives me the bottle, it's like, domo arigato gozaimasu.
Yes.
And I look at the guy. I do answer Joel's character in Japanese.
Cyber freak, tell the disgusting woman with filthy practices to give me more scotch.
How about this? Okay. Out of character, what did you say his name was? Because I just...
Matsuo Josho.
Right. And I will be using the honorifics.
So I'm the one with the bottle of scotch?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I gave it to the really mean, snarky one, Flatline.
Okay.
Oh, you gave it to Flatline?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because at least the thing is, like, I know the language, I know the honorifics.
You don't want to give it to me right now.
No.
He won't get any more scotch to drink. He'll get scotch.
I know she can interrogate him and bribe him because I know she knows Japanese. Lindsay would just pour it on whatever wounds she could figure out still had nerve endings.
Look, I have intimidation.
Waste the scotch.
Waste is such a operative term because to me it's not being wasted, it's being used
driver.
As...
driver! You Matsuo's... have a corrupted woman in your van.
No, there's no Maho. There's no Maho here. All right, I promise you that.
People for fun.
There will be no Maho here. I promise you that. I don't care.
What is Maho?
Blood magic.
Oh.
Lindsay, you are not to do any bloodletting while I'm driving.
What's the floor of the van made out of? Is it
plastic.
Metal?
It's plastic? Made of plastic, so I can hose it out.
That's disappointing. I was hoping it was metal.
Your hot potato will not work here.
I'm just steepling my fingers, staring at him.
All right, so right now I think just out of the general area would be the best idea. What do you think?
I'm just driving away right now before Lone Star gets here until Flatline tells me where I'm taking Berger so we can save our tactical nuclear mage.
If we're looking, all right, I know there's a language unit. I think, what was it, German?
Russian?
Yes. All right, in Russian, I will give you the address to where my street doc is.
That's a good go. All
right. And I will turn to... Matsuo, and, you know, it's like, I offer, you know, it's like, Matsuo-san, would you care for another drink?
Yes.
As honorific as I can.
Yes.
And I will give him a drink.
You are not so bad.
Thank you very much, Matsuo-san. I appreciate that.
I hate you least of all.
That is the highest compliment I could ever receive, and for that I thank you.
What? He doesn't know what to do with you.
I've got etiquette. There's a reason I took it.
All right.
So I will be talking to him, but I will not initially. The first thing I'm not as like, what are you doing? It's in that I am trying to do at least calming small talk, you know, with the proper honorifics. And I will in English, you know, if we hit a bump, I'm sorry, the driver, we are doing our best to keep you comfortable, dot, dot, dot. You know, so, and as they're going, it's just like, I have never seen a dragon like that before in all of the art when I was in Shinjuku.
Yes, it is pretty impressive. Thank you for noticing.
Your art is fantastic. That is, you have a true master who has gifted you such art.
Yes, it is probably the only reason that I live. That and my amazing skills.
And blessed by the gods with luck. If your commander passed away and you survived, does it not show favor in the eyes of the gods?
If I believed in such beings, perhaps. But I only believe in me.
In your own skill and talent.
Indeed.
I kind of poke at my data jack. I'm like, that I respect.
But well then, we are full of mutual respect. Where are we going?
To the doctors.
Excellent.
But I have the giant dragon. I have not seen a dragon of that style. I don't know. I forgive my ignorance. I don't know all the different types of dragons. It was not like any I've seen. Have you seen that? That scared me.
Are you asking him?
Mm-hmm. It's like it's.
No, I have not seen this dragon before.
This type, it's like, because I'm trying to see is like if that dragon showing up was as surprising for him as it was for everybody.
Yes, I was surprised. That's the only reason why I was burnt, is because he caught me by surprise.
Well, dragons are like that.
Otherwise, it would have been a fair fight.
Of course. Of course. But what happened? Was that a real dragon, like physical, or was it? I've never seen anything like that.
If you would care to look at the bottom part of my body, I believe it will be made very clear that it was indeed a real dragon.
And I will take a look.
Great dragons do not eviscerate friends and burn people.
He is a friend? I didn't know dragons had friends.
No, you just had my Yakuza friends.
In Russian. Is he talking about his lower body yet? Can I hit the potholes?
Yes.
No, don't do it. And I'm in Russian, I respond to him, no, not yet. He's talking about the Yakuza and the tattoos and possibly what's... I'm trying to get him to talk about the dragon.
Bushma.
I know. Horosho, don't worry, you got this. So I look at and see, you know, does the dragon that showed up kind of look like the dragon that's on the lower part of his body?
No, not at all.
Yikes. All right, so I will relay, of course, in Russian, I'm relaying it and having Joel seeing whatever the heck he can do. So this is fun. Mm-hmm. No, you... Not yet. So, as we're going, and forgive me for asking, but it would be, I am worried about Maria's safety. And
why?
Let's just put it this way: I have given my name as my collateral to keep her safe.
Ah, a name is important.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, your name must be pretty muddy.
The status of my name hinges on her safety and her, well, and her honor being intact.
This is what the Americans call a sucky for you.
Very drecky. And your slang is actually quite good.
but I
worry that harm will come to her, and
yes, I would worry as well if a dragon took someone that I cared about. Thankfully, I care about few people.
You care about yourself, and you care about your name and your honor. So,
while you are... Less about honor, but still.
Well, while you were in our car, we will do our utmost not to disgrace any of that.
Thank you.
So, So, why did your team need to get Mercurial? Was it because of the fat-ass Gaijin?
I do not want to tell you this. However, I believe that we can make a deal.
I am all about the deals.
If you drop me off and pay for the healing of my body and the upgrading of it, then I am sure I can tell you things that you would want to know. Things that perhaps I'm not supposed to say, but I will say anyway.
Then I believe the fates favor us. Then I believe the fates favor us. Because I have a friend who is a doctor. And I pull my glove off and show my chrome hand.
Ah,
it's a very good doctor. And I put
this is the doctor I would like to see.
Oh, yes.
Also, I have a unique opportunity. You see, most of my colleagues are deceased, which allows me to also claim to be deceased. I might just start a new life for myself.
I believe that would be prudent. There are many ways for a person to make a living. Especially under the radar, as it were, of the corpse, of the UCAS, of the CAS, etc.
So, I have decided I do not want to go to your cyberdom. In fact, I want to go to a very particular cyberdoc.
Well, I've been getting him drunk and I'm going to roll a negotiation. I'm betting he's a little loopy on pain, so I'm going to see if I can convince him.
Sure.
That no, my doctor's the best, and, you know, hopefully that works. And we'll roll the negotiations. Hooray. I'm helpful. Dang.
All right, how many successes?
Hang on. Sorry, there were 4d10s in there, and I don't know why.
You were playing vampire?
No. 4 successes. I've never had that. And 4 die.
All right, you get a net 1.
Mm-hmm.
So, he passes out.
Good. Excellent.
But he passes out hating you less.
Which is fine. And what we're going to do is we're going to take him to my doctor.
Okay.
And we're going to... Well, I'm going to pay whatever the heck we can to get as much information out of him while she's working on him. Because Nanny Og knows what the hell she's doing.
Okay.
And not only that, by getting him out, saving his life, you know, this kind of stuff... it'll make it easier for us to get what we want out of him. And I will relay all that to Garde-Manger. It's like, not bad, huh? Not bad for the college dropout. He's willing to...
College is overrated.
He's willing to give up everything, start anew, if we get him upgraded by my doctor. And we could probably figure out who his doctor is, because... It's the thing, you know, doctors, at least the ones that are a little more shady, do like to talk to each other about the new techniques, I guess they'll call it now.
Hey, I'm not paying thousands and thousands of new yen for him to get upgrades I don't have. But I will heal his burnt...
No, we can pretty much set it so he'll be working off his tab to Nanny.
I say, let's get him. Let's get him something out of him.
No, well, he's out. His body couldn't take anymore. That's why I was thinking we get him to Nanny. We can get Berger healed. Nanny can get him back to conscious. And if worst comes to the absolute, absolute worst, she knows where the organ leggers are.
You know, I'm a horrible person sometimes.
I'm worse.
But yeah, sometimes, kiddo, you scare me.
I look over at the two of you chatting. Are you chatting in English, both of you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what I would do with this man's body, I say as I hand over my anthem. My eyes don't look happy. They're like dead angry. Like,
I know, but you can kill somebody only once, but you can mentally break them over and over and over.
You'd be surprised what you can live through.
I know, so don't kill him. Right now, his body and his mind are a treasure trove of information. Crutch, I need you to keep an eye on him. I'm going to go through Fatty McMeatbag's tech.
On it.
Yeah. Keep him unconscious as best you can. And, Lindsay, those
I'm
tattoos...
going to go slide up to the front seat next to Gardamanjay.
FYI, I think those tattoos are magical in some way because, well, they didn't burn.
They're probably
they
enchanted.
Can I figure out what that is?
I look at them and open up my senses to the asteroid to get a look at them. So... I will give a quick sensing on those.
And I'm going to start looking at...
Five hits.
Looking at the tech.
What were you looking at?
I opened myself up to the asteroid to take a look at his tattoos. To see if they're foci or anything like that.
No, they are not magical in any way.
Okay. He just got lucky. Alright. I basically say, no... He's about as special as the blood leaking out of him.
And he's not magically tagged, not magically tracked?
Well, if somebody has some of his flesh somewhere, they can track him no matter what. I can't do anything about that unless we get him inside of a barrier.
I know, but...
But beyond that, no. He himself, nothing special about him.
Excellent.
I slide up to the front of the van. God, I don't want to be in the same area with him.
Yeah. Yep. It's like, Crutch, dude, you doing all right?
Yeah, hanging in there. I have a wanging headache, but other than that, I'm just trying to keep Berger in one piece.
You want some scotch?
Oh, so much.
Pass
the fact
bottle.
That our driver has the booze is hilarious.
What?
I love it. I love it. I think it's awesome.
Fine, next time it'll be beer.
I don't care. So, Joel, you said Saito? I don't know
Saito's
who Saito
is. Saito's my fixer contact.
Well, I got the guy's name. You think he might be able to do a little searching for us?
I mean, we can search. We give him a, you know, new sin if he wants to run away. We can...
I've got a lawyer.
You know... When in doubt, call the lawyer for the fake documents.
If that's
Let's
what he
not
wants.
Get ahead of ourselves here and
no, but the thing
give
is,
this
like,
kid
Saito,
everything.
You know, I look, if this guy is as good as he is, he survived a breath from a dragon, maybe he has a little bit of a name or a rep. Maybe a new up-and-comer.
Yeah, I just want to know which Rengo he's with and what the heck's going on, why they want Maria, but... That means finding Maria and finding a dragon.
Well, we can figure out, let's just put it this way. We get him to the doctor, and pretty much his head and his body is going to give us so many secrets. Alright. Either magically, or through other means.
Let's get our people taken care of. Let's figure out what our next step is. Who we gotta call? Hey, Crutch, you know anybody who might have a lead on the yaks or what's going on here?
I got nothing. I got nothing who can get us a lead on Yax.
The only thing I... Follow the money.
Yeah,
I'm going to see what Foley has in his accounts and see if I can backtrack that to something. Everything ties to everything else.
Hey, Foley wanted us to get money out of Hernandez's account, right?
Mm-hmm.
So which means Foley had a place for us to put it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that's probably Foley's account, because it's not like he's going to give us a fake drop account. Am I right?
Never.
Harshaw!
Never again. Never again.
No.
You're welcome.
All right.
So we need to get you someplace you've got a good tap line, flat line.
And
how
in the
close
meantime,
am I to your dock?
Opti, how close are we?
To?
My cyber dock. I gave Gardemanger the address in Russian.
Ah. You are about 20 minutes away.
All right, so we're about 20 minutes out. Crotchy, make sure this guy stays unconscious.
So we got 20 minutes to make phone calls until we can get you plugged into a hard line, right?
Give or take. And in the meantime, I'm going to go through every bit of Foley's tech that he had on him.
Well, pretty much wasn't that just the phone, though?
Yeah, which you had already gone through.
Okay, that's all he had was the phone? He didn't have another
one? Fancy watch I could steal?
No, I guess any electronics.
No.
All right, so he didn't even have his regular line, so the only thing he had was a burner phone. That's
weird.
They
knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We were set up hook, line, sinker.
Joshua wakes up about this time, and he says, silly Shadowrun people. We did not use a comlink to track you.
Well, that's...
He's drunk.
I'm well aware of that. And I'm going to get him more drunk. It's like, well, tell us... It's like, you were so much smarter than us. Playing up to his ego. Well, then how were you able to track us?
Flatline. You remember how you asked me anything magical to track him? And what I said about a piece of flesh?
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Joshua says... I tracked her with my magic.
Your magic?
His leader's magic.
I am a powerful mage. Beware.
And he's like, your power. And I'm, like I said, I'm getting him more and more drunk.
Yeah. Well, he loves the scotch. So.
Oh, yeah. So I'm letting him brag, and I will play up everything so that he will brag about everything, whatever. Let's just say,
Mr. ST, sir, I'm going to attempt to hit a pothole. One just enough to jolt the back of the van, but not enough to damage the van.
Make a piloting check.
I have 2 successes and just avoided a glitch.
Thank gosh.
So it wasn't enough to do it as smoothly as you want. So you hit the pothole straight on and... He kind of gets launched up in the air a little bit and comes down very, very hard on his, on his...
Hard stumps.
Fried stumps. And he howls in pain. And he says, be careful! I will toast you next.
I will give him a double shot. It's like, this will help with the pain for that.
Sorry, but that Public Works must not have gotten the funding to clear this part of the Barrens this week.
I... touch Garnamanje's shoulder and just look him when he glances over and just kind of mouth, thank you.
My pleasure.
Yep, so, but, I'm getting him more and more drunk and having Joshua's, speak about whatever that, the more info we get that I record. So I'm recording all of this shit.
Okay.
While he's talking, so it's just like, great. Not only I get that, I get blackmail material. Let's see what we can get out of him, because he's in pain and he's drunk, so let's see what he talks about.
Okay, so
hopefully, like, any, like, a name, a name of his higher up, a name of his, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Maybe which Rengo he belongs to? Something, anything we can use to figure out
which I'm
where
trying
the
to do,
dragon
but Chrissy,
is.
I know, but Chrissy is having a difficult time trying to mentally remember all the appropriate names, but I'm seeing, you know.
I'm just whining because there's a dragon.
I know. But right now I'm just trying to work on, you know, trying to get, like, the problem is I know mafia, not Japanese.
Cutting a dragon's a lot harder than cutting an Alamos.
I know. So, yeah, I'm seeing what kind of information he drops, and I'll steer the conversation as appropriate. Using psychology and etiquette.
So do we get to the street doc?
Yes. You arrive at... what was her name?
Nanny Og.
The awesome Nanny Og.
Mm-hmm.
She installs kicking Ogs.
You're gonna destroy my contact form, you know that.
Hey, when the Ogs are kicking, you do not ask questions.
Kicking is Japanese for dangerous. So that's he, Matsuo Josho keeps blathering about how he wants to install kicking Ogs on himself. Dangerous augmentations. Kicking Ogs.
Mm. But would not using those augmentations ruin your powerful magic?
Not at all. My magic comes from my indomitable spirit.
Mm-hmm.
My perseverance.
Yeah.
My courage.
Let's get you inside, Mr. Indomitable.
Integrity.
Yes. Alright. Lindsay, could you get Berger Crutch? Can you give me a hand with the powerful with the
Indomitable.
The powerful Shugenja. And
yes, she understands this one.
And I'm
I snap my fingers to levitate.
Carry me inside.
Crutch grabs him by the legs.
Which makes sense.
Be careful, or I will throw you onto Yomi Island with the rest of the rejects.
And he squeezes really hard.
Ah! And he passes out.
Well done.
I gently levitate Berger in.
I love your style, my friend. Love your style.
I have this sinking suspicion. If I live, I'm going to run into him again.
Yeah. But let's just put it this way. My doctor takes bribes, and I am a very good customer.
Let's get Berger a seat.
Yep.
Bed something.
Oh, yeah. We're getting him inside. Manny already knows we're on our way.
Since Berger's down, you think you guys should... give him some cyberware while you're here.
No.
No, he'd be mad.
What if we just get like a cyber mustache? Really
wait.
No.
I'm interested in this idea. Hold on.
No. But what I will do is, like, you know, like the fake Ron Burgundy mustaches you could buy for like a buck, you know, like the cheap Ron Burgundy mustaches. I just have him, like, when he wakes up, have this fake mustache to his lips. Like, oh, what is this?
Wait. If I remember correctly, implant hair doesn't take up any essence.
Is Derek on the mixer? Is he hearing
us? Nope.
No! I hope not. He's gonna kill
us. I definitely think you should guys get him a cyber mustache.
Oh, as long as it doesn't mess with his essence, we might do it. I mean, because what he's gotta do is shave. Big deal.
Hey, at least putting slap patches on him doesn't drain his essence anymore.
Ow.
A slap patch mustache.
First head throwback. Slap patches and trauma patches would potentially kill the essence of mages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yikes.
So you tortured mages by, you know, slapping them around and putting stim patches on them, and slapping them around some more and putting more stim patches on them until they had no magic.
Yep. But, like I said, Nanny Og, you know, a lot of discretion, all that other good stuff. So,
Okay.
We bring Berger in because she can at least keep him stable, keep him safe while he heals. You know, she's a big honk control doctor, you know, she's awesome. So that's
okay.
So it's like, who's gonna mess with a troll doctor, you know, like that? You know, and
potentially the racist Japanese dude.
Why do you think we knocked him out? Yep, so, all right, we get them in. I tell Nanny that Berger's safe recovery is, you know, this is high priority. And this guy, well, I give a rough sort of nondescript explanation of what's happened. And, you know, this guy knows stuff, but I don't have the requisite medical knowledge to tease it from his brain.
Okay.
You know, known anything. And he's willing to give his information for cyberware. And, like I said, we could start negotiations with him, you know, when he wakes up. You know, we can, I just put it this way, painkillers can be so expensive.
Okay, do you wait for him to wake up then?
Well, pretty much what we do, get him down, and once he's down there, it's like, Garamanje, can you make sure that he is properly restrained?
Yeah.
Cyberwork is excessively painful. Especially without anesthesia. Now, if he's nice, we'll let him have it. So while he's still knocked out, the first thing is, like, I will pay Nanny up front for Berger's recovery. I will pay her, like, up front right now for the time, like, to sit, like, a healing juice or something. You know more about that than I do, Mr. GM. Awesome man, sir.
Flatline, you've been reading way too much science fiction.
Yes.
All right, Nanny Ogg says, what's your loyalty with Nanny Ogg?
Pull her up. Loyalty 4.
All right, she's willing to knock off about 10% for any kind of cyberware that you want to install, but it would still come to 20,000 to get him new legs.
Well, how much, out of character, guys, could you remember how much money was in that?
The account we're supposed to be stealing from?
Mm-hmm.
That is 180,000. However, we still don't know if we're getting that.
You'd still have to make the decking run to get that 180 grand. Now, if we had the 180 grand, I'll spend 10% of it on getting Maria back.
That's what I was thinking. Now, if this guy can help us get her back, we'd be willing to pay for his cyber legs.
Well, let's get some information out of him first.
Mm-hmm. But priority is Berger, and as soon as Nanny Ogg gives the all clear, then we could focus on Mr. Matsuo.
We still need to find out, though, from him as soon as we can, because the longer we take waiting, the longer Maria's out there somewhere.
Yeah, but I want to make sure Berger's not on death's door.
Let's get Berger taken care of. Let's get Matsuo Jerkface stabilized, and tomorrow we'll come back to Nanny with more Nuyen, whether she needs to hold the bed any longer for him.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, could use some sleep.
Nanny Ogg says that Berger will be fine. He just needs rest. But he's going to be out of it for a while. But she's putting him into she's inducing a coma just to make sure that he sleeps and she's taking care of it. But it'll be a longer process. She does say that if you want to, You can pay for the cyberware with credit.
You'll just and I'll put this up to the group. You know, this is a group decision.
10% down, and you'll have to pay it off.
Wouldn't be the first time. And I look at the hand. Wouldn't be the first time. But it's up to the group. What do you all want to do?
I can't be responsible for the long haul for him, but I'll take care of the down payment for y'all. Okay. But you'll have to take the credit on yourself.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Then I'll pay the $2,000 down payment.
We'll get Flatline to do the run, and if we get the money out of it for that, we'll pay. I'd say we'll get you back the $2,000, Lindsay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, Flatline?
Of course.
Okay, what so you take note for? That you, except mm-hmm. for Lindsay, you all owe, except for Lindsay and Berger, you all owe a total of 18,000 to Nanyon.
That's total, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay, total. Sorry.
Yeah, because I was like 18K each? What? Sorry, brain was not working on all eight right there. Sorry about that.
The VIG's going to go up fast, so the sooner we pay it off, the better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not a problem. If I get that, we'll be able to pay it in a day. But
Nanny Ogg says this surgery is going to take a bit. So
that's fine. We come back tomorrow.
We'll
run some errands and come back tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm up for that.
Flatline, are you up for more work tonight, or you need some rest?
I've been lucky. But let's just... You guys are a lot more experienced at this than I am. So I will leave it up to you guys to... I mean, do you think it'd be safer to keep pushing our luck tonight? We have made a bit of a spectacle.
I'm talking about getting into Hernandez's host, getting the new yen, so we can pay back Nanny Ogg the rest of it without any VIG tomorrow, and finding out what the heck Foley's up to, which is, let's be honest, kiddo, your specialty.
I know. You're the only one in the world that thinks so, but for that, I'll take it. I knew those Japanese lessons would come in handy.
All right. You all decide to get a good night's rest and pick things back up in the morning.
Hopefully, edge refresh.
Hopefully by then, Berger will be up. Maybe not. Also, Matsuo will have his new legs and maybe be up for another good talk.
Yeah, but the one thing I still have a little bit of cash left over. I want Nanny Ogg to put in a kill switch, because if he fucks up, I want his legs to go dead. And I want the control on it. I'll pay for it.
Okay.
I'm an asshole. I know it. I can be a big jerk, but pretty much, it's the switch. And it's like, and if everything goes fine, I'll relinquish control of the switch back to him.
Well, I mean,
we could
always install a cranial bomb.
I love the way you think.
I'm just saying, if we're going to go that route, why damage perfectly good resellable cyber legs?
Oh, and by the way, those were for used cyber legs.
Yeah.
We're not paying for new. If he wants to get new ones, he can buy them in damn self.
Mm-hmm. We did what we could and got it to where he's not going to be recognized by whoever he's running away from, though I'm going to make sure I can always find this.
Yeah, he won't be too hard to find, because he'll be the guy with the dragon tattoos all over his upper body and the bottom half that looks like Darth Maul.
Holy, nice. I think I talked more this episode than I have in... Wow. Sorry, guys.
No. Flatline? Good. This was your episode to shine. We've all had them.
Well, I mean, like, to be frank, it was Matsuo's episode.
That's true. But it was just one of those things, is like the skills I took for being my character, who she is, came into surprising, just like, flump, and I had no idea what was going to happen.
Hey, if we ever infiltrate a restaurant,
Yeah. I think that Flatline has an early form of CFD.
No.
She has multiple personalities.
No, she's a politician's daughter. I know
same
how to.
Same difference.
Yeah, but no, it's the I know when to be an asshole. I can usually allow myself to be an asshole, but when we're desperate, yeah, I can be. I can politic. I just don't like to.
No, it was good. You did.
I'm starting my recording now.
Thanks. I was worried. I was kind of overshooting a little. I apologize.
No, you don't have to worry about that. I would never just stop thinking about it and just go with whatever happens because it's always.